Today's daf is Becharis daf lamed tes. We're holding on daf lamed chesem beis. We're at the Mishnah on lamed chesem beis, discussing again various mumin in an animal that would make it eligible for shechita if it were a bechar. So says the Mishnah, chavarvar v'hamayim akvuin. If the animal is chavarvar, which is also an eye ailment, that Rashi says tipin levanos ba'ayin, it has white spots in the eye, or mayim, it has some sort of liquid film over the eye. So if they are, they could be a mum kavua. So ezu chavarvar kavua. What is chavarvar that's kavua? How do you determine that it's kavua? Kol shasha shmonim yom. If it's been there for 80 days, then it's kavua. Rabbi Chanina ben Tigna Samar botnos of gibbapam betoch shmonim yom. You need to check 3 times within the 80 days to know that it's for sure been there for 80 days. Meaning, if you didn't check 3 times within the 80 days, it may have come and gone. In which case, it's not kavua because the new chavarvar may be younger than 80 days. And how do we determine what's mayim kavua? Meaning, how are we going to know if it's kavua or if it's maybe only a mumover? So they have the following: you have to try medicinal foods and see if the medicinal foods take care of it. If it doesn't take care of it, then you know it's a mum kavua. So achalach v'yavei shel geshamim, the animal has to eat moist and dry grains from a field that's irrigated by rain, and lach v'yavei shel shlachim, and moist and dry grains from a field that's irrigated by an irrigation canal. Oh, achal hayavish v'acher kachalach in umum. Shouldn't be an O there, probably. If just achal hayavish v'acher kachalach in umum. If it eats the yavish and then the lach, then it's not a mum. Then you cannot tell that it's a mum kavua because you haven't done the medicine properly. Ad sheyochal lach v'acher kachayavish. It has to dafka go in that order to eat the lach first and then the yavish. So says Gemara Masisim Mani. Who is our Mishnah? Who's our Mishnah going like? Before we actually get to that, the Briska Rav points out that the Rambam brings these mumin by Adam as well when he talks about it, which is we're going to discuss in a later paragraph of this Masechta, mumin that would apply to a Kohen. Let's say the Rambam brings these by a mumin as well, but the Bedika and the Simanim that the Mishnah mentions, he only quotes Lagabe Behema, not Lagabe Adam. So he says it could be that the Rambam holds that there's no nafkamina Lagabe Adam if there's a mum that's a mum over or a mum kavua, because either way the Kohen is going to be pasul avoda if he has a mum, even if it's only a mum over. Maybe that's why the Ram doesn't quote the bedikos, because who cares whether it's a mum over or a mum kavua? As long as it's a mum, the Kohen is going to be pasul avoda. But frek the Briska Rav the following kasha: according to what's mavur in the Rambam, the yisur of bal mum kavua and the yisur of bal mum over are two separate lavin. So then maybe there is a nafkamina. I mean, the Rambam really should have quoted the bedikos and the simbanim so that we can know which violation, which isser it is. Why do we care which isser it is? Because when you give hasra'a, you need to give hasra'a for the particular isser that the person is about to violate. So if you have a kohen that's about to do the avodah is a bal mum, you need to know whether it's a mum over or mum kavua if you want to give him asra prior to his violation of the iser. So that's one very important point Brisk Rav raises in the Shitas Rambam. Another issue over here, Rabbi Chaim ben Tigna said we check 3 times within Shmonim Yom. So Rashi says that if you don't check him, even though you find the mum after 80 days, you don't know it's a mum because you're choshesh. Maybe in the interim the mum went away and came back. So the Rashi's Bikurim brings the following suffix. What if you have a mum over that's over only the fisha'a, and then it comes back, and it keeps on happening, meaning it's going on for years like this, that it disappears for a few moments, and then it comes back. Is that considered a mum kavua? So he says that since the reason you're not shochet on a mum over is because it's considered tamim l'ratzel ne'achrazman, because after it's, you don't say that it's never l'ratzel ne'achrazman, it's going to be l'ratzel. So even in this situation, there's this man benatayim, there is some time in between where it's going to be considered a tamim. So however, he says maybe by even in when you have such an animal where it's a chronic type of thing, even when it's not in, when the mum is not visible, maybe it would still be asr ba'akrava because the mum is always coming back and it's considered a problem because it's it can come back at any moment. It's considered as a chronic condition and therefore would be a problem. Okay, says the Gemara, masnis and money, Rabbi Yehuda, our mission must be something like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, Titania, Chavavar Kavua, Arbaim Yom. When you have Chavavar Kavua, that's 40 days, meaning the white spots in the eyes. That's a mum after 40 days. Our Mishnah said, 80 days. Umayim akavum shmonim yom divra meir. And mayim kavum is 80 days. That's Rav Meir's sheet of Rabbi Yehuda Omer chavavra shmonim yom. Rabbi Yehuda says that even the white spots are only a mum kavua once you know that they've been there for 80 days. So that's how our Mishnah lines up with Rabbi Yehuda. Ve'eluhin mayim akavum aval achal lach v'yavish al beis hashlachan osha achal yavish v'achach achal lach ein mum at sheyochal yavish v'achra lach v'yeshno gimel chadashim. It's not a mum unless you eat it, unless the animal eats yavish and then lach, and it's like that for 3 months. Meaning you have to check it for 3 months by doing having feeding it that medicine for 3 months. But wait a second, our Mishnah said that you can try either one, that you can eat the lach v'yavish shel geshamim or shel beis hashlachin. Why is the Braisa saying differently? The Braisa only says shel beis hashlachin. So chisur mechser v'achiktani. Yeah, there's a missing line in the Braisa. It should read as follows. If it eats lach v'yavish of geshamim, so that's considered a mum. Beis hashlachin ain't a mum. But beis hashlachin, it's not a mum. Ud geshamim nami, achol yavish v'achach achalach, ain't a mum, at sheyachol yavish achalach v'yashno gimel chadashim. And even with geshamim, it needs to be eaten in a very specific way before you can know with any sort of certainty that it counts as a mum. So frak the gemara, eini v'atanya v'harav idi bar avin amaravis. Unclear. Should we have this Vatanya over here? So the on the side of the Gemara it says Milas Vatanya Meshulal Havana. That it doesn't make any sense, the word Vatanya, because it says Va'arav Idi Barav in Amar Rav Yitzchak Barashian, which is a statement of an Amora. So we're quoting Vatanya. So anyway, either way, Adar V'Nisan Lach. So he says as follows that. That Adar and Nisan is considered to be Lach, Elul the Tishrei, Yavesh. And that which grows in Elul and Tishrei, that which is harvested in Elul and Tishrei, is considered to be Yavesh. So Ema, which doesn't turn out to be 3 months, right? We said that Yavesh Achar Lach V'yashno Gimel Chadashim. So it says, Ema Adar V'chatzi Nisan Lach, Elul V'chatzi Tishrei Yavesh. That you have to say Adar and Chatzi Nisan is Lach, Elul and Chatzi Tishrei is Yavesh. So that's 1.5 months plus 1.5 months. That's a total of 3 months, not a total of 4 months, and the numbers work out. Fine, we're at the two dots on the bottom of Lamed Chesam Beis. Ibayilahu, lach bizman lach v'yavish bizman yavish, odum lach v'yavish bizman alach. When we talk about feeding the animal this medicine to determine whether it's a balmum or not, and you have to feed it lach and yavish, does that mean that you have to feed it lach during the time that the fields are still lach and yavish during the times that they're yavish? Or maybe you can feed it lach and yavish during a zman, during those months that the fields are lach. So Tashma says, "We'll bring a riot." Amar Rav Yitzchak Barav, Amar Rav Yitzchak Barashian, Adar v'Nisan Lach, El v'Tishrei Yavesh. He dafka identified that it's the months, so he obviously is identifying times when it has to be fed. So it's got to be Lach b'Zman Lach and Yavesh b'Zman Yavesh. So says, "No, Dilma Peri de El v'Tishrei Machimulei." Maybe just telling you when those fruits should be from, meaning if you want to know which fruits are considered lach, which are considered yavesh, so it's identifying which months they need to be taken out of the field. But when you have to feed them to the animal is not the issue at all. Then the Gemara is going to raise a whole bunch of sveikos. So how much do we feed it each day, this medicinal food, to see if the mum goes away? So I'm Rabbi Yochum Shimon Pinchas ben Arucha Kigrogros. The size of a grogros of a dried fig. Amar Rava, Bai b'Marava. They asked the following shayla in Marava in Eretz Yisrael. Ki grogros b'su'udo rishona. Oh, Dilma b'kol suda v'suda. Do you have to feed a grogros of this this type of food only in the first meal, or that shear is required for every meal that the animal eats? And imtim salam b'suda rishona kodem achila olach rachil. And even if you want to say it's for breakfast, do you do it before? Do you feed the medicine before its first meal or after its first meal? Does the medicine need to be taken on an empty stomach, or does it not need to be taken on an empty stomach? Which meaning to say, the Gemara explains, certainly if you take it on an empty stomach, that would definitely work, because medicine always works on an empty stomach. It has its desired effect, it has its maximum effect when there's nothing else that it's competing with in the system. It may hurt your stomach a little bit when you take it on an empty stomach, but its maximum effectiveness is on the empty stomach. Liachar achila mai. What about lachar achila? That was really the shayla. Second shayla, Kodem shtia ola achar shtia, should it be given before the animal drinks or after the animal drinks? For kodem shtia vade malilei, and again, just explaining that shayla, certainly before it drinks, it would definitely work best. Kisari laach, just like barley before it drinks, but laachar shtia mai. But what would that, but can you also do it after it drinks? Third shayla. Kashur o mutter, should you have the animal tied up while it takes this medicine, or should it be untied? Mutter vadem alilei. Now, if it's untied, it certainly is most effective because the animal is more comfortable and is eating more naturally. But kashur mai, would it also work if the animal is tied up? Fourth question: levado o im chavero. Does it matter if the animal is alone or the animal is with another animal? Im chavero vadem alilei. Certainly, if it's with another animal, the animal is relaxed and it feels comfortable, so it will take its medicine very well. Levado mai, but does it also work if it's levado? Fifth question, bi'iru basada. Does the animal have to be dafka in the city or in the field? Basada vade malilei. Now, not dafka in the city, does it have to be dafka in the field? We're saying, can it also be in the city? Because in the field, it certainly works. Bi'ir mai, what about in the city? Again, the animal's not as comfortable in the city. So, by ravashi, imtim salam basada, ginas mukhul ir mai. And if you say it has to be in the field, what if it's in a garden that's close to the city? What would the din be in that case? So, in all these cases, the Gemara ends up with teku. We're not sure. Normally by a teku we pass them like an imtim tzolomar, so you have one imtim tzolomar over here at least. So the lechari you would imagine that we would say that pesada, at least we would pasken that way, but I'm not sure. I didn't take a look, see what the Rambam paskens. Okay, so teku. Rabbi Chanina ben Tigin Asomer. So we had Rabbi Chanina ben Tigin said in the Mishnah that the mum has to be there for, not only does the mum have to be there for 80 days in order for it to be a mum kavua, you have to check that it's still there three different times during the 80 days. So what if you do the following? What if you check on day one, you check at 9 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and then 3 o'clock in the afternoon, then you don't check it for the next 79 days, and then you see on day 80 it's still there. Is that good enough? I mean, what do you mean three times during 80 days? So the Gemara elaborates on that. Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Vachu Mishulashim. No, it has to be evenly split. We have that phrase in other places as well. Mishulashim. That has to be evenly split into three parts by Makos. When you give Lamed Tes, when you give 39 Malkos, so it has to be Mishulashim. It has to be evenly split. 13, 13, 13, and three spots that you hit the person. So here also, the days have to be evenly split. How do you split 80 into 3? It's not divisible by 3. So says Rashi, Shei Mishulashim L'Gimel Chalakim Shemirenu Ayom. If you see it now, Yivdekenu Mikan L'Yom Chav Vav V'Chatzi. You wait till 26 and a half days later. V'Hadil Yom Shisha V'Esrim V'Chatzi. And then another 26 and a half days later. V'Hadil Yom Chav Zayin. And then 27 days later. Davu Shmonim L'Fisha B'Shalos Manam Lalu Darachos Amum Lavar V'Einu Nirav Avilei Mum Over. Right, so because normally it would leave at some point if it were not a Mum Kavua. So if it doesn't, if it does disappear, then it's a Mum Over. If it doesn't disappear, it's a Mum Kavua. So you don't have to split up Mamish by the hour, but you have to have it close. You can't rely on nearest day. You have to split it up almost as evenly as you possibly can. So Pinchas, the brother of Mar Shmuel, asked Shmuel, his brother, the following question. Good, so you tested the animal, you gave it this medicine, it didn't get better. So, do we assume that it's a mum kavua starting now, that it didn't get better? Or do we assume it's a mum kavua from the moment you first noticed the mum on the animal? So, l'may nafkamina, says Gemara, l'may nafkamina, whether it's a mum kavua only starting now, or it's a mum kavua l'mafreya. So, Gemara says, well, what if you were poda it prior to determining bivadaus that it's a mum kavua? Somewhere during these 80 days, you were poda it for money, you exchanged it for money. Rashi points out, we're obviously not going to be talking about a bechor over here, because a bechor, there is no pidyon. We must be talking about other types of kachim that develop a mum, where there would be a din of pidyon. So, lemimal bipidyono, would you violate mi'ila if you get hana'a from the money for which you were poda that animal? So, if you say that it's a mum lemafreya, ma'il, then it's a violation of Mi'ila. But if it's only a mum going forward, then it would not be a violation of Mi'ila, because it would turn out that the whole pidyon was invalid, and therefore the money was not actually Hegdish, so you weren't Nana from Hegdish. So Mai, what's the din? Kari Shmuel Alei Pisachim Bazazu. So Shmuel says about him, the lame ones have despoiled us. Meaning, that pasuk is talking about something that is something that's impossible to imagine. That someone who's a chiger is going to be Bozes Bizos, someone who's who's lame is going to be able to despoil a city. How can he do anything? He needs help to be able to do anything. So it's an expression where he's saying, this is the backhanded compliment department, where he, the way brothers, I guess, talk to each other, where he says, I can't believe you were sharp enough to ask such a good kasha. So it was, on the one hand, complimenting the kasha, the other hand, expressing surprise that someone like that would ask such a kasha. He says, Kolomar, ata incha mechudad, you are not a very sharp person. Vishalta sheila kazusha in yodea tshuva, and you ask such a kasha that I don't even know the teretz. So good, he was such a good kasha. Okay, so the question over here is, though, the Rishis Pikurim discusses, why is it that we dafka bring a nafkamina when you're moel bepidyon? There's a much more simple nafkamina. Why not just say nafkamina if you were moel in the behema? What if you got hanoah from the behema in during those 80 days? And if it's considered a mum l'mafreya, then it would not be a violation of me'ila because it was a behema balmum, and you're allowed to get hanoah from it. So, and if it's considered a mum only mikana laba, then it would be a violation of me'ila. So the Reish Bikurim suggests that even though be'emes, even according to the Tzad, that it is a mum only mikanu lahaba and not lemafreya, still you can't say that bivados. That would, even if you come down on the Tzad that it's only going to be a mum mikanu lahaba, what that would mean is that you only know bivadai that it's a mum mikanu lahaba, but lemafreya it's a suffix whether it was a mum. So it's efshar to say that bivadai it wasn't a bal mum until this moment. That's impossible because it started, the reyus already began when you noticed the blemish on the animal. So it could be that the whole time the behemoth already was a balmum. So the shaila therefore is, if it's a balmum vadai mitchila sacholi, or it's a balmum safek mitchila sacholi and only vadai mikanu l'haba. And that's why the Gemara can only be mesupak about a situation of pidyon. That if it's a mum l'mafreya, it turns out that the pidyon is chal, and you're vaday chayiv mi'ila, you're chayiv a korban mi'ila on the hanoi you get from the pidyon. But if it's a mum, if the mum l'mafreya is only a suffik mum, so then the it's only a suffik whether the pidyon is chal, and the halach is you don't bring a korban mi suffik. But it's not shaykh to have that same suffix on the behema, because according to both studim, you wouldn't be chayiv a karban mi'ila. Because if it was the mafreya, it was a mum, it turns out that you weren't moel when you were nana from the behema. And if you say that mikana lahaba, it's a bal mum, but lo mal, if you were nana before the days of the bedika were over, because it's only a suffix, shema have a bal mum. Maybe it was a bal mum from before. So you wouldn't be able to give the nafkamina on the behema itself. The Rambam writes that the way the Rambam formulates it, he says, Yesh b'davar safek im l'mafreya hi balas mum kavua me'ish shabola mumim o me'ish shenis ya'ashu me'rufuasa. He describes mikana l'aba as the moment that you were misya'ish from the refuah, which is no big deal, doesn't seem that significant, because l'chora, after you do the test, that's when you're misya'ish from the refuah. But listen now, he says vayter, he says l'fichach, hapoda osa kodem shenis ya'ashu me'rufuasa. Let's say you were poda, the animal, before you're misya'ish from the refuah, and then you get hana'ah from that pidyon later on, after the 80 days, then you wouldn't bring carbon me'ila. So that's very different than Rashi. Rashi says that you were nene before the Gemar HaBedika. The Rambam says that the hana'ah was after you were misya'ish mirufuasa. What's the nafkamina? When do you get the Rambam says, as long as you poda it before, the hana'ah, and the hana'ah comes now. So Rabbi Kivega doesn't understand either one of them. He says, according to Rashi, it's mashma, that the whole suffix is only when you were nana before you finished the bedika. But if you were nana after the bedika, then you're definitely moel, and because mikanu laba, it's vaday balmum. But he says, that's not true. Because if mikanu laba, it's a balmum, it turns out that if you were poda it beforehand, then the pidyon wasn't a good pidyon. The pidyon was a chal. And therefore, even if you're nana after the bedika, it's not a violation of me'ila, because the pidyon never took effect. You were poda it beforehand. And also the Rambam doesn't make much sense, Rabbi Kivega points out, because it's mashma from the Rambam that the whole suffix is only if you're nene after you're nisyash from the refuah.
Why would you say that? What does it matter when you're nana? The suffix is you were potter during the 80 days and you were nana at some point from that money. Who cares if you were nana before you were nisiyash mifuasa? After you nisiyash mifuasa, Kivegu leaves these as a kasha, strong kashas on the shitos of the Rashi and the Rambam. Okay, new Mishnah. Chotma, what about a mum in the nose? So shenike v'shenifka v'shenistak, all these same things, if it's punctured or dented or cracked or svas. So shenikva shenifkum of shenistka, same thing by the lips. Tana Rabbanan, nikvu chotmin zeh l'toch zeh, if let's say you have a hole between the two nostrils, so mibachutz harei zeh mum, if the hole goes all the way through from the outer part of the nostrils all the way through the both nostrils, that is a mum. Mibifnim enu mum, but if it's only a hole in between the divider between the two nostrils, then it's not going to be considered a mum. It's only mibifnim. The Rambam says that the shnei and the kavim are by the that both bifrim and bechutz means by the mechitza inside in between the two nostrils. But if there's a hole in the or between the two nostrils in a visible place, that's what it means mibachutz. In a place that's not visible, that's what it means mibifnim. Then the Rambam writes that this mum is bibehem of a loba adam. And it's unclear where he gets that from. Because the Mishnah says, "Ein yodea lama inam ruim lios ba'adam." I don't understand. I don't know why you can't say that this is a mum by Adam as well. So the Chazon Nachum says that it could be that Bnei Adam, once it became popular for people to have nose rings, so then it became lefe'er. It became a pe'er for a person. It became an adornment. So it's hard to call something a mum when a person thinks it's more beautiful. So maybe that's when it lost the status as a mum on an Adam, even though it retains the status as a mum on a behema. Viter, svasa shnikva shnivkum of shnistika, amra papa, tura bara de sifse, it's the outer part of the lip. Masnisa is the next Mishnah. Chutin hachitzonos shnivkum of shnikmu, we had this, the outer gums that are messed up, hapenimim shenakru, the inner gums only when they're totally uprooted, are a mum. Rabbi Chanin menatikim asomer, ein bokin menatiyomus lefnim, va'aflo asatiyomus. You don't check the gums in the area where the teeth are doubled up, where you have the molars, and further in, and not even the area of the molars themselves. Tan Rabban, atiyomus, ezu tiyomus. So what is tiyomus? Menatiyomus lefnim, the Gemara is going to say this line doesn't make any sense, doesn't read straight. The Tiyomus itself is considered the inner part. Rabbi Shuben Kafetzai Omer, Ein Shechtin Ela Chitzonos Bilvad. You can only shecht an animal based on a shecht a bechor that has a mum if the mum is on the by the gums that are near the chitzonos, not by the pnimios, or even by the in between ones, by the Tiyomus. Rabbi Chinen Ben Tigmas Omer, Ein Mashkichin Al Tiyomus Kalikar. He says not only can you not shecht, we don't even pay attention to the tiyomus at all, meaning even from the, it's not even possible as beach. I mean, we had two different halachas. One, can you shecht if a bechor develops such a mum? And two, if it's a carbon, can you use it legabe mizbeach? So we're saying it's so not a mum that we don't even make it. We don't even withhold it from the mizbeach. So that's my comer. What did this say? What was the first line over here in this brisa? Vesura bishuben kafutzai haynu tanakama. Also, it seems that bishuben kafutzai is saying the same exact thing as the tanakama. So what's going on over here? So you have to add another line. Second chisur mechzor b'day ezu apnimis. The way it should read is as follows: what is considered pnimis? Minatiyomus v'lufnim. From the tiyomus and inside is considered pnimis. V'tiyomus atzma k'lufnim, and the tiyomus itself is considered like it's on the inside. B'med dvar mamurim. What is this talking about? That's only shenifkamu v'shenigmamu. That's only if it was nifkam or nigmam aval nekru shochtin. But if it was completely uprooted, then you would be able to shecht. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chafetzai Omer. No, nothing that happens in the pnimios is going to matter, even if it's nakru. We only shecht when something happens on the chitzonos. The pnimios are not considered a mum at all. When you have the pnimios that are nakar, you wouldn't shecht it on the mizbeach, meaning you wouldn't shecht it as a mum and a bechor, but it does become puzzle, meaning it becomes puzzle from the mizbeach. So you have to wait until it develops another mum, and then you'll be allowed to shecht it, because you can't use it on the mizbeach either. And then Rabbi Chanin ben Tigmas then he adds a third shita that no, it doesn't count for anything, and therefore it doesn't count as a mum at all. You could even bring it on the mizbeach; it's not even possible. So you wouldn't wait till it develops another mum and just shecht it. You'd bring it on the mizbeach right away. By Rav Achtavi Barami, Yesh Mechusar Eiver Mi Bifnim, Oyin Mechusar Eiver Mi Bifnim. No issue. Is there an issue of Mechusar Eiver? We know that if an animal is missing a leg, that's Mechusar Eiver. What if an animal is missing an internal organ, so it's not visible from the outside? Do we consider that Mechusar Eiver or not? Lamai, so Lagabi what Alacha. Ilu b'char p'seach o'iver. If you want to know if it has kedusha b'char, well, pasuk says p'seach o'iver is considered a mum. Those are all very clearly external. So it would be hard to say that an internal mechusar o'iver would also be considered a mum for a b'char. And ilu kachim iver so shavur k'siv. Also, very clearly external. So it says more la'shchutei lefrukei lo ibayla. No, our shaila wasn't whether you're allowed to shecht it and redeem it. No, kimi ibayla le'ifsule. We want to know, can you use it on the mizbeach? If it's mechusar eiver mi bifnim, that's our shaila. Those psukim are about whether you can shecht a bechor that has such a mum and use it for yourself. We're talking about can use it on the mizbeach. So my tam yel raton amarachmana tam min chisaron lo. Do we emphasize the fact that it needs to be tamim and this is missing something and therefore it's not tamim? Adum tam yel rabos kol mum lo yebo mamum me'avray af chisaron me'avray. Or maybe we're trying to say that it's similar to kol mum lo yebo, that just like a mum is only a problem when it's me'avray, when it's on the outside, so too chisaron is only a problem when it's on the outside. So what's the din? So this is the shaila. When you have a mechusar eiver mibefnim, it's mechusar an internal organ. Not is it considered a mum legabe b'char, is it considered something that's royal mizbeach? Toshma says more, bring a raya. Veshtei hakloyos. Pasuk discusses what you do with the two kidneys. Veshtei hakloyos, chelav asher alein, asher alaksalim, yosaris alakaved. Right, well, that's the psukim in the Torah. So velo bal kliyachas, velo bal shalosh kliyos. And Dafka assumes that there's shtei hakloyos, that there aren't one and there aren't three. Because why not three? We just spoke about mechusar eiver. So the rule is kalayeser kechaser, that any time you have extra, is considered like it's chaser. So if it's shalosh klayos or two spleens or something like that, then it would be pasul, because kaliyaser is kinatul dami. We pass in that way by mumen of an animal. We pass in that way by ksav in a sefer Torah. If you have an extra letter in a sefer Torah, the Rambam writes kaliyaser is kechaser. It's considered like it's chaser. The whole thing doesn't have kedusha, full kedusha sefer Torah. It's pasul. V'tani idach yisirena l'rabos pal kliyachas. But we have another brisa that says the other way. It says you should remove it, which implies that even if it only has one kidney, it's considered to be roya as a carbon. So the Gemara is going to say, what are they arguing about? We have four possibilities of what the machlokas between these two brises might be about. Number one, savura dekuli alma ein beria ba'achas. First, we assume everyone holds that no animal is created ideally with one kidney, and if it only has one, then it means it's missing something. This animal is obviously missing. So they're arguing about the following. One of them holds that chisaron bifnim counts as a chisaron, the other one holds it doesn't count as a chisaron. Our issue! So that would be the machlokas between the two brises. Second possibility, says the Gemara, is not necessarily that's the machlokas. Maybe everyone holds that it is natural for an animal to have one kidney, and had it been chasar mibifnim, it would be called a chisaron. This is just one kidney, it's not called a chisaron. The machlokas between the two brises is two different cases in Metzius. One is talking about where it was created initially, where it was born with two kidneys and now it's missing one, and the other is where it was born with one kidney originally and therefore it's not considered chaser. But wait a second, we listed one kidney as the same as having three kidneys. Three, a third one didn't grow. It was either born with it or it wasn't. So ma shalosh meikara, af achas meikara. So doesn't that imply that the case of the one must have been there the whole time as well? So that can't be the difference between the two brises. So rather we have to say a third possibility of what the difference is between the two brises. Alahacha biyesh beria ba'achas kamifugi. They're arguing whether it's natural for an animal ever to be born with one kidney. Marsav yesh beria ba'achas, marsavar ein beria ba'achas. Good. One says that the yesh beria ba'achas. The other one says ein beria ba'achas. So this on this issue, that sounds like Chazanish writes that this sounds like it's a machlokas and metzias. If it's efshar, certainly from Rashi, the way Rashi explains it sounds like that the machlokas is if it's possible for an animal to be born with only one kidney, or it's not efshar, it's impossible. And if it's efshar that it could be born with one kidney, then the fact that it has it is not a mum. But if chisaron bifnim is considered chisaron, even if chisaron bifnim is considered chisaron, it wouldn't be considered a mum if you hold that it's normal for it to be born with one kidney. with one kidney, and then you have to look into why is Shalosh Kulios Pasul. That's Vaday Mitchilas Briyasa that is created that way, like the Gemara says previously. So you have to say that that's how broad the din of Yeser is Kenatal. But Chazanish says that it sounds from Rashi that it's purely an issue in Metzias. But Chazanish says maybe you could say different. Maybe you could say Yesh Beri Ba'achas is that Biyisod Mivna Haguf. Ain't shtei klayos, that in the actual ideal functioning of the body, it doesn't need two kidneys. And having shtei klayos, therefore, is considered like having one large kidney. That's what it means. It's not a machlokas whether it could happen. It's machlokas how we view the kidney. Do we view two kidneys as one, and therefore when it has one, it's no different than when it has two? Or do you view two kidneys as two? Do we view them as two functioning different items, or do we view them as one? Okay, fourth possibility. Rabbi Yochanan de Kuli Alma and Bar Yehuda Chazuksan from Shmechasar. Everyone would hold Ein Bir Yaba'achas, the animal is never normally born with one kidney, and Chisar Mibifnim is considered Chisaron. V'lo kasha, kan shechasra kodem shchita, kan shechasra liachas shchita. The difference is whether it was before, if it was chasra ready before the shchita, in which case it's pasul, or if it only became chasra after the shchita, in which case it's kasher. Well, liachas shchita kodem kabbalah mishari, wait a second, if all of a sudden it becomes chasra after the shchita, before the kabbalah, that's okay. V'am Rabbi Zeir Amar Rav HaTzorim Ozen HaPar V'achar Kibel Dabo Apostle, if you're tzarim the ear of a bechor, and then of a par rather, and then you're mekabel the dam, it's possible as long as even though it's after the shechita, before the kabbalah sadam. Shemar v'lakach midam a par parsha yekvar sa ella kan shechasra kodem kabbalah kan shechasra liachra kabbalah. Okay, we have to alter the teretz a little bit. Not that it's the difference between whether it's chasr kodem shechita or liachra shechita. Shechita is not the dividing line. It's kabbalah sadam that's the dividing line. So frak the gemara. Oh yeah, liachra kabbalah kodem zrika misha. Is after the Kabbalah, before the Zrika, developing a Chaser at that point, is that okay? V'atanya said Tam Zachar ben Shana Yelechem, she Tamim ben Shana b'shas Shchita, that it has to be Tamim ben Shana at the time of Shchita, uminayin b'Kabbalah v'halacha v'hazaya, that it also has to be Tamim, Tam Lomer Yiyesh, Yukalaveos Tam ben Shana, that in all the processes that you go through with the animal, it still needs to be Tam. So it says, we're Tirgama a ben Shana. No, no. We're saying it still needs to be a ben Shana. When it goes through all of those different procedures of the Kabbalah, the Halacha, and the Hazayah. But not that it still has to be a Tam, it would still have to be a Ben Shana. And Hachanam Mistavra, the Tanya Rabbi Shua Omer, Kol HaZachim Shabbatorshin, Shtayir Ben Kazayis Basar, O Kazayis Chelev Zorik HaSadam. If all of the Chelev or all of the Basar is gone except for a Kazayis, you can still be Zorik the Dam. Now, obviously, Ein Chasar Gadol Mizeh, that it's missing all of the Basar, all of the Chelev. So obviously, from there, you see that. That it could be chaser at the time of the Zrika. So Shema Mina, so we see that the only hakpad is that it still be a Ben Shana at the time of the Zrika. So it says, wait a second, what does that mean? It was a Ben Shana at the Shechita, not at the Zrika? How does that happen? Umik, amidi de b'shash Shechita, havi Ben Shana, b'shas Kabbalah v'alacha, havi Ben Shtei Shanim. How does that happen? That it's a Ben Shana at the time that you did the Shechita, and all of a sudden at the time of the Kabbalah and Halacha, it's a Ben Shtei Shanim. How does it, was a birthday that, you have to do it all on the same day. So was its birthday that day or was it not that day? Some of Zosa Meris shows postlos bekachim. No, by when it comes to birthdays of kachim, we don't look at the birthday, we look at the birth hour. So you could have done the shechita before, let's say, the sixth hour of the day when it was born 1 year ago on the sixth hour of the day, and you do the Kabbalah and Halacha after the sixth hour of the day. Now it's a ben shtei shanim that shows postlos bekachim. Interesting lashon shows. What would you have said if we follow birthday rather than birth hour? Right? Meaning, let's say today on Chav Zayin Kislev is its birthday, and it's 6 hours into the day it was born. So we would normally say, okay, so it's already its birthday. It's already a ben shtei shanim. So it's already possible even from the beginning of the day. Right? It would already be possible from the beginning because you need ben shana. And now we're saying, no, because it's Shaos, it's going to be kosher for the first 6 hours of the day. So it's a very strange lashon of Shaos, postlos. But there are certain korbanos that you require ben shtei shanim. So for those that require ben shtei shanim, so the first 6 hours would passel. It's just a little bit strange. Rashi also sounds like there's a chumra. It's not necessarily a chumra. It's a chumra sometimes. It's a kula other times. This is also, it just happens to be an interesting topic about when you would follow Shaos and when you would follow days. For bar mitzvah bachrim, we normally assume we follow days and we don't follow Shaos. But by kachim, we follow Shaos. Okay, lema ketanayim. Maybe this is the subject of machlokas tanayim. This idea of mechusim ribefnim. Umach v'kasus, meaning we're going back to that. Mechusim ribefnim. If it's missing an internal organ, maybe it's machlok tanoim. Umach v'kasus v'natuk v'karis. Discussing the various movement that it could have in... on the aver, the kulan bebeitzim de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says all of those things are about the testicles. Bebeitzim v'lo begid. What, the testicles are not the gid? Ema af bebeitzim de Rabbi Yehuda. That all those are problems even on the beitzim. Rabbi Yosi Yaakov Amar kulan begid. That they're all problems on the gid. Rabbi Yosi Omer moch v'katos af bebeitzim. That moch and katos apply even on the beitzim. Noch v'karus begid in bebeitzim lo. But the problems of being natuk and karus are only in the gid and not in the beitzim. So my love v'akamufki. Isn't this what they're arguing about? The marasav chesaron b'fnim shmei chesaron marasav lo shmei. That they're arguing whether chisaron mibefnim is problematic or not. The Tizbra says, "No, Rabbi Yosi might chisaron." Then what would Rabbi Yosi hold? If chisaron mibefnim is a problem, then all of them should be a problem in the beitzim. Even natuk and karus should be a problem in the beitzim. Ikasav lashmei chisaron, afil notuk v'karus nami lo. And if you hold this not shmei chisaron, then none of them should be a problem in the beitzim. So ella hacha b'mum sheba galu kamiflagi. So no, they're not arguing about mum sheba seis. They're arguing about mum shebegalui. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Malch v'katas avi muma demikvitzan. He holds that malch and kasus are a mum because it will be visible that it's shriveled from the outside. Natuk v'karus avi muma da talyan, and natuk and karus will be a mum because it hangs in a way that's also evident from the outside. Rabbi Lozim Yaakov Savar Malch v'katas lavi muma. Malch and kasus is not a mum to make karin nami zimnin demikvitzan because sometimes it's shriveled anyway, even if it's not doesn't have this mum, natuk v'karus lavi mum to be karnami zimnin detalian, and natuk and karus aren't a mum because sometimes it hangs low even when it's when it doesn't have the mum. And Rabbi Yosi savra mach v'katus havi muma tal lesnahu. Rabbi Yosi says mach and katus is considered a mum because it's simply not there. It's considered a chisaron. Natuk v'karus lavi mum da isnahu, but they are there, so it would not be considered a chisaron. We have one more minute, so I'll just say over quickly the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda over here. So the Kesef Mishnah says that he paskins against Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakov, even though Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakov, we paskin normally Mishnah's Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakov Kavanaki, because Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi are both cholik on Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakov, and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a Rabbim against Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakov, and when it's down to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, you're always going to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Even though Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, normally we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, over here we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is more mistaver. That Moch v'Katos Natuk v'Karus are all said as one unit, so it makes sense that they would all be they would all apply equally. Chazanish has trouble with that because he says the Rambam on his own Svara went against the Klal Yashas. The Klal is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. He always passing like Rabbi Yossi, and he's going to pass like Rabbi Yehuda because he thinks it's more mistaver. Mechitesi, you're allowed to do that. That Rishon is allowed to go against the Klal Yashas. Okay, we'll pick up from the Mishnah tomorrow.